Hi, this is Ted Nguyen with the Orange County Transportation Authority. I just finished a great presentation. I hope it was a great presentation to Chapman University, some PR students talking about social media and how to integrate social media with public relations. And now I'm on a bus at the Orange train station, and I have a student here who's riding the bus who I just started talking to. Tell me your name.
Crystal.
Crystal, tell me your last name.
Martinez.
Okay, Crystal, what school do you go to and why do you ride the bus?
I go to Richland High School and I ride the bus because my parents are working and aren't able to pick me up.
Okay. Now, do you, I know that you ride the bus to go to school. Any other destinations that you use the bus for?
Sometimes to go pick up my brother from his friend's house or other things like that.
Now, do you live in the city of Orange?
Yes, I do.
And what's been your experience of the bus and then the people that are riding the bus? For example, I'm looking in the back, there's some students, it looks like the students from Chapman and some other high school students riding the bus. What's been your experience of other people that are riding the bus? Where do you think they're going?
I'm not really sure, but it's not bad to take the bus. It's nice. The people are polite too. There's some rude people, but it's rare.
Now, we looked up and we saw this sign that says March 2010 potential bus service reductions. And because of state funding and massive losses because of the recession, we're having to look at the possibility of having to cut the bus service. What do you think about that?
It's going to be hard on me and a bunch of other people because more people are depending on the bus. So it's an unfortunate thing if it comes through.
Now, what do you want to tell people out there that are the policy makers that are going to make the ultimate decision? What should they consider when they make this important decision?
I think they should think about it, ask other people's opinions, get it more out there, because I didn't find out about it until today, and that's unfortunate because something needs to be done. I don't think that's right that they're just going to take it away like that.
Right. And because, everything that we do, we're guided by public opinion and public feedback. That's what we're having, these community meetings in September. And then also we have a public hearing on October 26th at the OCA Board of Directors. Now, do you think you and your friends and the people that ride the bus would be interested in knowing about those public opportunities for public comments?
Yeah, I'd like to get it out there. I'd like to get a couple of friends to see if we'll go and try to see if we can get our voices out there and make them realize that they shouldn't stop it.
What would happen if you didn't have the bus system, or if your family and your friends didn't have a bus system?
It'd be harder for me to get to school. Not only that, but get to other places. It'd be really difficult.
We have a new CEO. I'm not sure if you know, but his name is Will Kempton. And he is looking at some different options of minimizing the impact of our bus service cuts. Do you think that's a good idea for him to look at some different options to help soften the blow, as he says it?
Yeah, that's a good idea, just so they won't take it away at all. So hopefully he can get a good idea out there and be heard. And
what do you want to say to those people that are bus customers and rely on the bus system? Like, what do you think they should do?
If we unite and stay strong and get our opinions out there, hopefully we can keep on riding the bus and not depend on other things.
Great. And what are your plans for the future? College?
Yeah, I'm thinking college. I'm around here, though, so I'll be depending on the bus still. So it'll be very unfortunate and harder for me.
So you're going to be relying on the bus to go to college, hopefully somewhere near here. And you're a senior, so you're graduating. Congratulations. And thank you so much for talking to me.
Okay, thank you.